Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, Donald Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, puts on a cross every single morning, yet is the first person to trip over herself and issue a desperate defense of Trump when we get more proof, like perfect proof, that Donald Trump was deeply involved, or at least knew what Jeffrey Epstein was up to back in the early 2000s. Just today, Congress got a hold of the book that Jeffrey Epstein received for his 50th birthday that a bunch of celebrities, a bunch of rich businessmen and other people signed. They all signed in this book, and Trump was one of them. The letter that Trump signed was uniquely sexual in its nature because Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were uniquely good friends at the time. And in this letter, Trump talks about how they had a secret relationship, or they kept secrets together. This was also at the peak of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking. Before we even dig into Caroline Leavitt's just terrible response to this, it's actually sickening to see somebody throw on a cross, then defend the president, like trip over themselves to defend the president's connection to Jeffrey Epstein. But there's one piece of this new Wall Street Journal article that's being overlooked, because as Congress received this book from the Epstein estate, Wall Street Journal essentially thought, okay, we have the green light. We can release the article and we can nuke Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against us. Because remember, Trump levied a $10 billion lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal, Rupert Murdoch, and a few of the writers, plus the Dow Jones, which you're just not living in reality anymore. You're trying to use the executive branch to intimidate people and hope they retract the story. Well, the story blew up in his face, and it's a bit worse now because we have this photo. This is another picture from inside the book that was sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. It's the same exact book, but this one was not written by Trump. This one was written by a billionaire named Joel Pashkow. So the Epstein estate also turned over another letter from the book that references Trump. And this one is effing mind-blowing. This one is mind-blowing. It came from a businessman and longtime Mar-a-Lago member, Joel Pashkow, who made a crude joke about a woman that Trump and Epstein socialized with in the 1990s, according to people familiar with the matter. I'll show you the photo close-up in just 1 second, but the Pashkow letter included a photo of a poster board size check for $22,500, which had been mocked up to appear that it was sent from Trump to Epstein. I don't know if the check was real. It's one of those large checks that seems mocked up. I don't know if it represented a check that actually existed, but it's not important. Beneath it, a handwritten caption from Joel Pashkow said, quote, "Jeffrey showing early talents with money, plus women sells fully depreciated blank to Donald Trump to $22,500. The woman's name is redacted in the image. Again, this is, I don't know, some sort of quote unquote joke, but not really a joke. But he's trying to say tongue in cheek that Donald Trump sold a woman to Jeffrey Epstein, just sold a woman. And remember, some really important context. Virginia Giuffre, who unfortunately committed suicide earlier this year, she was groomed at a Mar-a-Lago spa, at a Mar-a-Lago spa by Jeffrey Epstein. Now, when you click on this image, you see the check, Trump's name, $22,500. You see Jeffrey Epstein, and it reads, "Jeffrey showing early talents with money plus women. Sells fully depreciated blank to Donald Trump for $22,500. Showed early people skills too. Even though I handed the deal, I didn't get any of the money to the gal." This is some weird ass shit. This is weird as hell. Who knows if they're at Mar-a-Lago in this photo, but over and over, Donald Trump's connections to Jeffrey Epstein get deeper, scarier, and more eerie. Now, Caroline Leavitt issued a response to the birthday card that you see on screen now. I think that something eerie about this, I think it's fair to say that when Trump is drawing the physique of a woman here, it's not really a woman. This is a girl. This is an underdeveloped body. It's weird as hell. Trump then signs his name at the bottom. That's going to be important one moment. So look at the signature at the bottom very closely. And there is a voiceover script about how secretive their lives are, about how they have so much in common. A few key lines. It says, "We have certain things in common, Jeffrey." And then, "I may every day be another wonderful secret." Just some weird shit. Okay. We've all seen it. Caroline Leavitt then responded, "The latest piece published by the Wall Street Journal proves this entire birthday card story is false." No, it doesn't. "As I have said all along, it's very clear President Trump did not draw this picture, as he did not sign it. President Trump's legal team will continue to aggressively pursue litigation. Furthermore, the reporter, Joe Palazzolo, who wrote this hatchet job, reached out for comment at the exact minute he published his story, giving us no time to respond. Don't believe it. This is fake news to perpetuate the Democrat Epstein hoax." Well, Aaron Rupar says, "This lying and spin is just ridiculous. The Wall Street Journal did an analysis of Trump's signature on the Epstein letter. You can see this right here. The letter to Epstein is on the left if you're watching the visual of this on YouTube or Facebook. If you're on Spotify, then just picture Donald Trump's signature on the left to Jeffrey Epstein. A signature that was authenticated and who was sent to Conway, George Conway, and Hillary Clinton. All are identical. The same peaks, the same lows, the same extended line at the back, and the same exact scribble in the same pattern." Now, Trump's signature has changed over the years. That's not very weird. His signature does look like a little bit more mechanic now, but I think it's because he just signed it so many times as the president. But this was a letter sent in November 2000, around the same time, to Hillary Clinton, congratulating her on her election to the U.S. Senate. The Democrats said, "Cope and seethe." And they compared a letter to Larry King, a letter to Lillian Volk, and the Epstein card. It is the same exact signature time and time again. When Caroline Leavitt says this is fake news, she's inverting reality. Let's read some of the responses. Brett Mycella says, "The fact that you are so aggressively denying something so obviously real and that isn't even incriminating on its own makes me believe whatever Trump did with young kids is worse than anyone can imagine. You are disgusting." Brett makes a really good point there. Like, this letter in and of itself isn't something that is like a silver bullet. Like, if my friend in high school like sent me some weird shit like this, I'd be like, yeah, that's weird. It's immature. It's kind of gross. Guys shouldn't do that. But it's not incriminating until you think about the parties that are involved. Donald Trump, the owner of multiple beauty pageants that he bragged about walking into, the dude who bragged about grabbing women because they let you do it, the dude who has been accused a sexual assault by woman after woman after woman after woman. 20 different women have done this. Yeah, it's kind of weird, especially when the guy in the receiving end is sex trafficking pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. All right, to continue, Aaron Rupar says, "You are lying," and points to the signatures at hand. Midas Touch says, "Did you ever think when you grew up you'd be defending a pedophile ring? You must be so proud." Everyone has that entry-level job. Everyone has the entry-level job of defending the president's pedophilia. JoJo says, "Why are you covering for him? How the hell can you cover for him for this? What the F is wrong with you?" Like, honestly, they shouldn't even have responded to this. When the president is defending himself against pedophilia accusations, you're already losing the battle. Harry says, "This is so obviously Trump's signature. The fact that you're aggressively denying this objective truth makes you look even more guilty." Everybody is pointing out. I love this one. Okay, I'm going to leave it at this. It's Donald Trump holding this letter up. Quite Trumpian of him. If you appreciate these videos and you appreciate the work we do on the Adam Mockler channel, double check to make sure you're subscribed below. It means the world to me. It helps us. Drop a like, and I'll see you all later. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.